Sean Diddy Combs' right-hand fixer accused of arranging sex workers for wild parties. By Warner Todd Houston on September 20, 2024. One of the revelations resulted from the recently unsealed indictment of disgraced music and fashion mogul Sean Diddy Combs is his use of employees, such as a woman dubbed his right-hand fixer, Christina Horam, to facilitate his alleged use of sex workers, some underage, for wild, drug-fueled sex parties that lasted hours. The indictment alleges that Combs used certain employees, including high-ranking supervisors, to carry out, facilitate and cover up his abuse and commercial sex ring. While none were directly named in the filing, former Combs associate, music producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones, has alleged, according to the New York Post, that Christina Horam was indispensable to the wild parties Combs often referred to as his freak-offs. The indictment adds that Combs' supervisors put together the parties and included sex workers as well as stocking the hotel rooms in advance with the required freak-off supplies, including controlled substances, baby oil lubricant, extra linens, lighting. It was even alleged that the sex workers were worked so hard that afterwards some needed 4 drips to replenish their bodily fluids. Combs was denied bail but has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking and racketeering charges detailed in the 3-count indictment. One woman being identified by numerous sources, including The Post and Rodney Jones, is Combs' right-hand woman, Christina Horam, who was hired on at Combs' Bad Boy Records in 2013, and who was promoted to Diddy's chief of staff in 2020. Jones, for instance, insists that Horam knowingly and intentionally participated in, perpetrated, assisted, supported, facilitated a sex trafficking venture and was instrumental in organizing and executing the trafficking enterprise. According to Jones, she was so involved in staffing and planning the freak-offs that he described Horam as the Ghislaine Maxwell to Sean Combs' Jeffrey Epstein. That is in reference to Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted in 2021 of supplying underage sex slaves to billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. As Daily Beast noted, Combs himself has often praised Horam for being his principal party planner and all-around fixer. In 2020, for instance, Combs wrote on social media that Horam keeps my world twirling and makes sure that I smile every day, and I don't go into those dark places. And in 2021 he said that Christina aka KK keeps everything in my life and my business running. She's been my right hand for the last 8 years and has consistently proven to execute and get shit done. Don't know how I'd function without her. Horam was not named in the indictment, but some wonder if that is because she has been fingered as a witness for the prosecution. According to Extra, some are already passing rumors that she will be on the stand for the state. Still, Horam is not the only woman who has been accused of arranging underage sex workers for Combs and his wild parties. In July, a former porn actress named Adria English accused a Combs employee named Tamiko Thomas of similarly acting as Combs' Ghislaine Maxwell to Diddy's Jeffrey Epstein. English is also suing Combs for unspecified damages alleging that Thomas and Combs forced her into a life of sexual servitude. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.